This is number 10 of the Supernatural Spirit Magic School MP3s. In this one, we'll go into adding to our magic voodoo. As one can see, Supernatural Spirit Magic tries to and does synergize, add all of the different branches of magic together into a coherent system that unifies them all. We've looked at druidic magic, which depends upon trees, and of course sacrifice. Now with voodoo, there are three types of voodoo. There's the white voodoo, which is used for healing, good luck, and love potions, and bringing potency, marriages, and healthy babies. Then, of course, there's the second branch, which is done by bokors, which is black magic, which is cursing people. Stealing their souls and afflicting them, and making money. And we know, of course, that in this we've got zombies. The Serpent and the Rainbow film is brilliant, where you give the victim toxin from the blowfish, which damages the brain, and of course if you can rip out the soul of the victim, you then can produce a zombie. And of course we saw in the Serpent and the Rainbow, the soul bottles, these are psychotronic generators which contain the soul of the person that's been made into a zombie. How do you do it? Well, you simply move the assemblage point, which is over the right shoulder blade of the person after you give them the blowfish toxin, push the soul out of the body. I used to do healing workshops, psychic development workshops, where I showed people how to move the soul out of the body. You can then simply hold the soul, and if you've got a receptacle that produces a negative torsion field, you can then of course squeeze the soul down and then have a bottle which, as long as it has a negative torsion field, will hold the soul within the confines of the bottle. Since the person's not dead, the soul is compressed, but isn't compressed into the tunnel of white light. So it can be held in the bottle, and the negative torsion field, of course, is produced by the evil of the bokor, who's such a malign observer. Basically a totally evil bastard who's focused his evil into his awareness so he can produce from his own energy field a negative torsion field that can contain the soul of the zombie. And of course, since he's feeding off the bioplasm and soul fluid of the zombie, feeding himself, the bokor's energy body becomes much bigger than that of the person he's going to zombieize. So when you collect bioplasm and soul fluid off people, you become like a 1,000-pound gorilla or the Hulk compared to a normal person. So as you can see, then it's easy to manipulate the soul, hold it, and then place it in a bottle. So you can see why the primary purpose of magic is to find ways of feeding yourself with magic, which in Russian science is called bioplasm, the energy of the body, and soul fluid, the energy of the soul. And then we've got all the other terms for energy of inanimate objects, which in the Russian research is called scalar. So we know that all of this is science. It's all been suppressed. But if you read Ostrander and Schroeder's book, Psychic Discoveries Behind the Iron Curtain, you'll see that all of this is well known to the military, and they've been trying to develop it. As a cultist trained by the British Dr. D, Colin Bloy, I've simply added the scientific psychic warfare bits to the bits that Colin Bloy, the MI6 magus, told me, but I must admit every day I use all of the Colin Bloy occult stuff rather than the so-called scientific stuff, because Colin Bloy's magic destroyed the Soviet Union and the unions, and would have destroyed China if, of course, I hadn't by then outstripped my master at magic. Now, the third type of voodoo was used by the voodoo master that liberated Haiti from the French, where all of the French were tortured to death, cleansing the island of all the whites, which ended up with the French having to abandon Haiti because all of the blacks were led by a voodoo master that was following the third branch of voodoo that deals with the voodoo lowers. The lowers, of course, are the gods of voodoo, but think of them as having different faces. So for white magic, the voodoo lowers display their good face. For black magic, the Bokor, the voodoo lowers display their evil face. But for the third type of voodoo magic, the voodoo lowers display their real face, the true nature of the voodoo lower. And of course, the voodoo lower craves sacrifice, blood sacrifice, and once, of course, you can do blood sacrifice of humans, then the voodoo lowers show you their true face, and you can then start doing magical things of the highest order. That, of course, is moving into different dimensions, shape changing, all the stuff that is described by shamanism in the Carlos Castaneda books. And as you can see, even the new seers, the seers that gave up the old seers' way of magic, which involved blood sacrifice. Remember, in Central South America, what did they do a lot on top of their pyramids? they sacrificed people. They cut out their hearts. So killing people, killing humans, allowed you to carry out magic, supernatural magic, miracles. Now, of course, we saw with the leader of the Haiti rebellion that he eventually was captured and tortured to death by the French in retaliation for all of their colonists getting tortured, raped and slaughtered to death. And the same with the indigenous population of Central South America. They got conquistadored and 7 million of them died, mainly from the diseases brought by the conquistadors. So as you can see, once you start using the highest form of voodoo magic, which is blood sacrifice, then of course you have the problem that the lowers, craving the death of humans and the blood ritual, will eventually turn on you because, of course, it's like feeding your pet dog human meat. It eventually develops a taste for it and will start biting you. But of course, we know that this type of magic works beautifully. So of course, if we had a way of sacrificing people, where we didn't do the sacrifice, but others did it, then of course, there would be no karma, but we could get all of the power. And if, of course, we could cut out the voodoo lower and give ourselves the power instead, we would then, of course, become a voodoo lower. So we cut out the middleman instead of asking supernatural spirit entities to do our bidding by sacrifice. We in fact use the blood sacrifice for ourselves. Now of course one can change, if one's an ipsissimist like myself, the nature of voodoo lowers so that the voodoo lower is simply an aspect of my unconscious. So you can simply go into the collective unconscious, put a collar and lead around the voodoo lowers, Baron Samedi, and the rest of them. Put them all on a lead, make them all your bitches, and then simply integrate themselves into yourself, into your unconscious. So one can see that if one can enter the collective unconscious, where all of the so-called gods live, one can begin to become them. Because, of course, once you elevate yourself, as we saw using the trees, to the spirit level, if you elevate yourself high enough, then, of course, all of these so-called demigods, lowers, simply then become aspects of your unconscious. But, and this is the big but, only if you have raised yourself sufficiently before you enter the collective unconscious. So it's rather like going into a jungle, think of the collective unconscious as a jungle. And if you go into the jungle as a mouse, then your lifespan will be quite short. And if you go into it as a man, similarly, your lifespan will be longer, but you'll eventually meet one of the predators in the jungle, a wolf type, or a bear type, or a cat type, or a crocodile type, or a python type, and end up getting eaten. But of course, if you've built yourself up using druidic magic with loads and loads of trees, basically, if you go into the collective unconscious with a magic wand, then of course you go in as the Hulk into the jungle, and of course the Hulk doesn't have any problems with wolf type, bear type, cat type, or python type, crocodilians, rhinos, hippos, etc., etc., all of whom are deadly to a man, but to the Hulk are simply things he smashes. So as you can see, venturing into the collective unconscious for a magician is fraught with danger, because of course you might meet things there that see you as prey. So this obsession with gaining power before you start magic can be seen now as the only safe way to practice magic, because remember, magic is going into the collective unconscious, calling up supernatural spirits, which are interdimensionals, calling up archetypes from the collective unconscious, the lowers, various types of gods, angels, demons, calling up, if you're into necromancy, spirits of the dead. All of this is fraught with danger unless you are the Hulk. So of course what we're doing here is increasing your size, the size of your soul and the size of your physical energy body. And you see, of course, with crystals, the use of crystals is mandatory when practicing magic, because if, like myself, you've ventured into all of the interdimensional realms, there are supposedly, according to Don Juan, 600 different worlds. So you simply fall asleep, wake up in your dreaming body, and go wandering in these different dimensions. Supernaturalspirit.com has loads of information, not complete, but I've ventured as a explorer, and you'll find it's full of nasty things. And remember, supernatural spirits feed on your fear. So of course, if you get scared, then you attract them to you, and they will try and feed off you, bite you. Now, of course, if you have quantum superimposed your energy bodies with a psychotronic crystal, then that, of course, merges the quantum wave function of your body and soul with that of the crystal, making you into a devic being. So when you get bitten, and I've got bitten countless times, it doesn't penetrate and tear chunks off your other body, because your other body, the other, your astral body, is now no longer astral, it's devic and super hard. So rather like a superhero, you can turn yourself from flesh into something super hard, rather like having an Iron Man suit, but the Iron Man suit being you, so that when you get bitten, the predator breaks its teeth off. Now, with magic, of course, once you follow the supernatural spirit course, it is completely risk-free, because, of course, as the Archmage of the Illuminati, I have gone through all of the territory and eliminated the risks for my followers. Simply, explorers go to the new world and tame it and make it into places where the colonists can then come safely. And of course, the explorers are wild men and a special breed, while the colonists, of course, can be normal people. And this, of course, adds to their happiness, because they've got their own homestead in a new world. And adding magic to your life, of course, means that you don't not live in the real world. You simply have the ability to make money, get the partner you want, make people do what you want, and all the other things which the Illuminati can do. So it just adds to your life rather than damaging it. Now, with the Voodoo Lower, what we're doing here is simply using the third aspect of voodoo, where we sacrifice people, and feeding ourselves as the lower. Why, of course, is it useful? Well, if we kill trees, we get loads of bioplasm and soul fluid, which add to our physical and biophysical energy bodies. So, of course, if we feed off people being killed, then all of the bioplasm, soul fluid, and, of course, that Higgs field that allows us to actually make reality can be added to ourselves. So if we had a technique of making this happen, so that when people died, their bioplasm, soul fluid, and Higgs field, that 2 ounces, came into us, we would then, like with the trees, be able to boost ourselves with the emanations of humans, which of course match ours like trees, and we would then be able to boost ourselves. Now, of course, once you've reached the spirit level, using the trees, and you've got your wand, you can then, of course, from that level, see the tunnel of light that the human soul travels up when it dies. Think of it like a hose. Now, of course, if you could connect that hose into a tub, so if you could reroute the hose into a tub so that all of the energy released from the dying person went into your tub, and then you could skim off the top bits, the nice bits, and leave the evil bits, the contaminated bioplasm, the contaminated soul fluid, the karma, and of course the awareness of that person in the bottom of the tub. And as we saw with the voodoo lower bottle, that's easily done. You simply can build a big tub. And as we saw in the serpent and the rainbow, these were physical bottles. But if, of course, you use the tree energy and have a wand, you, of course, can think of climbing up a ladder to the spirit level with your wand, using the wand to move the tunnel of light of humans down into a tub, which, of course, is one of these spirit bottles, but much bigger, and collect the dead people that come out of the tube. This, of course, would then allow you to feed off the dead people, and as we know, there are lots of dead people. Look at Syria, look at the migrants drowning in the Mediterranean. We've got lots of young people who've got good, lovely bioplasm, good soul fluid, not the old and decrepit, but we've got lots of young people being killed. Look at the massive death toll in Syria, the massive number of migrants drowning to death. All of this, of course, would provide massive amounts of bioplasm, which is the energy of the physical body, and soul fluid, the energy of the soul, plus the Higgs field, which would then allow you to make reality like Dr. Manhattan in the Watchmen film. So if, of course, one could go into the spirit level where the spirits pop out from the tunnel of white light, which they see when they die, divert it into a voodoo soul bottle. You could then, of course, have a bottling plant, rather like a Budweiser bottling plant, where you bottle beer. Here you could bottle souls. And of course, if you had a way of subliming, so you take the good stuff out, leave the nasty stuff in the bottle, and then, of course, the bottles can be transported where you want, you then, of course, would have a way of using humans as simply a commodity to boost the power of the magician. So as you can see, this druidic technology where we actually use dead trees to feed us is completely similar to that of humans, because remember, the humans go up a tunnel of white light to the spirit world when they die. Same with the trees. Trees go up a tunnel of white light to the spirit world. Why? Because gravity in the fifth dimension is light, hence the light tunnel. And if you have a way then of entering the spirit world, like myself in 86, in your totality, you can simply walk along in this realm and have the ability to then start feeding off. Think of it like a water pipe. You can simply guzzle the bioplasm and soul fluid and Higgs field from the trees. And the next step, of course, is that of humans. Now, we know from the third aspect of voodoo, it requires death and the ability to kill people. You then give the dead people to the voodoo lowers, which then give you supernatural powers to do things. And in this case, you cut out the voodoo lowers by making them part of yourself in the collective unconscious once you've built yourself up. And then, of course, when you feed them the sacrificed humans, the supernatural spirit powers which they embody are given to you automatically because they are you now. So this is the way of doing voodoo, the highest level of voodoo, where the voodoo lowers, who are entities that have minds of their own and can double cross you, are actually subsumed. We call this total intent. Total intent means that you basically go through magic, making everything that you observe either part of you or something that is a foodstuff and is used to power you. This, of course, means that this simplifies magic. You've got all of those supernatural in an occult ritual. You do in ritual magic a ritual to call up a demon or an archdemon or an archangel or an angel or a dead person for necromancy or a supernatural spirit. We have Enochian angels, the Goetia, which are the 72 types of demons. We have the Abramelin, so-called Holy Ghost that walks in and replaces your soul with itself, the Abramelin ritual, which takes 6 months. We have the tarot magic of Crowley. All of these things can be simplified by simply incorporating them into our unconscious, by entering into the collective unconscious, dealing with these things, either putting them on a lead to make them part of you, or slaughtering them and feeding off their carcasses So we simply have a one or a zero. We either incorporate it or we kill it in supernatural spirit magic. And you can only do this if you have immense amounts of power or you have programmable psychotronic crystals, psychotronic generators, magic wands, which have specific apps programmed into them. So in the next one, we'll go into the voodoo lower psychotronic crystal, where we simply do this third aspect of voodoo, where you've got these voodoo lowers automatically incorporated into your unconscious, and of course linked up with all of the dead that feed those voodoo lowers. As you can see, this is just one little aspect, because there are many other humans apart from the blacks that die. But in this next MP3, we go into building a voodoo lower psychotronic crystal to add to your tool belt of equipment for ceremonial magic. Thank you.